Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Wednesday, the 13th day in 2021. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through this, hopefully the half point of your week. And we're going to start with an update about WhatsApp. Some of you recall that last week we talked about WhatsApp had updated its terms of service, specifically relating to how it shares user data. Now, WhatsApp is owned by the media conglomerate Facebook, and that social media giant wanted WhatsApp users' data specific to transactions so that it could make integrations between the Facebook marketplace and WhatsApp users. In other words, in WhatsApp, if you were shopping for something specific, that data would be shared with Facebook, who could then make sure that you are targeted with more specific ads that would help you find what you're looking for before you even know to look for it, which sounds great. Except that, it means, again, that more places have your data, because what you do in WhatsApp is now also stored with Facebook and multiple Facebook subsidiaries to support these kinds of operations. And many people are very fearful. Well, so fearful that WhatsApp felt the need to give an update. Now, WhatsApp is claiming that it isn't all your transaction data, it's just data that would enable Facebook Marketplace. But that is exactly the point. You still have to opt in, you cannot opt out. And if you opt out, you can't use the WhatsApp platform. So it's an all-in or nothing scenario. And there are even larger fears about the way that WhatsApp uses your very precise location data for strategic reasons, that there are nefarious people and there are some horror stories about specifically where you are when you buy something. And so using your precise user location can allow nefarious people to conduct harm against you. Say you're selling or buying something really expensive. Other people know where you are with said expensive items. It actually is an avenue by which people can target you for other crime. And WhatsApp, for their part, said you have to opt into the service, and that once you opt in, you are made aware that your general location data is being shared. But that data is more precise than WhatsApp may be leading on to be. And that's not a real problem until WhatsApp and or Facebook or its subsidiaries, who all have this data, get hacked. And that hacking is the real fear here, because we've all seen big companies with fair security get hacked. So what you need to know is that WhatsApp is doubling down while at the same time trying to reassure users that this is normal business to support their needs. Speaking of supporting needs, there's a video game industry that has been supporting millions of people through a COVID-19 pandemic, multiple lockdowns globally, and one beloved video game company, Capcom, who makes titles such as Resident Evil, Street Fighter, and others, was the victim of a ransomware late last year. Now, part of this ransomware involved a data breach that was detected on the 2nd of November. And on the 19th of November, Capcom confirmed that there was a data exposure situation associated with this ransomware. Now, the belief is that the Ragnar Locker ransomware group is behind this attack because they claimed it. And the data that they stole, they usually auction off if companies like Capcom refuse to pay. Well, in an update, the third of which Capcom has issued, Capcom says that the total number of victims who had their data exposed or compromised is up to 400,000 gamers or users of their platform. And that data includes things like your banking details, contracts, proprietary data, emails, and more. So it's not specific to the gamers themselves. It includes business partners and employees of Capcom. The main takeaway here is that if you have a Capcom email or a Capcom account, you need to change your email. You may want to change the credit card you have on file with them and monitor the one you did have on file for any nefarious activity, because a lot of times criminals are doing this so they can commit fraud or sell the accounts to others who will commit fraud. So protect yourself and be aware that Capcom was a victim and that the tallying count of those impacted are growing. Speaking of growing, when large businesses grow, one thing they have to consider is email security. When you have a large organization, you sometimes hire people from a variety of walks of life. Some are tech savvy, some are modernized in the way of avoiding cyber threats, and some are not. And that is why spear phishing is so effective. Spear phishing seeks to trick users who may or may not understand that they're being targeted by fake links and or attachments. And there are a number of companies who help businesses avoid these potential threats. What happens is your email traffic all gets sent to a server for this company. That server filters and screens out all the known nefarious spear phishing messages. So those messages never get to users. And if those messages are never getting to users, they can't click on the links or open the documents. It is a wonderful solution. It is highly advised that any business that has email uses such a solution. But there's a wrinkle. One of the largest providers of email gateway security is called Mimecast. And Mimecast does, by and large, a very good job. They have a lot of great features. So much so that they have almost 40,000 customers. Actually, they claimed that it was closer to 36,000 customers. The issue is that 10% of those customers, so 3,600, are potentially impacted by a hack of a security certificate that Mimecast uses. And this is a not uncommon thing that criminals would seek to abuse security privileges. But the certificate in question basically tells the Mimecast server that this is indeed traffic to or from a legitimate customer. And that certificate is designed to be sort of the key to the lock that is the service of email filtering. The problem is criminals stole that certificate, which in theory could allow them to eavesdrop on email, to intercept email, or even to target companies by pretending to be Mimecast itself. And that is very problematic because there is a lot of sensitive information that gets sent over email, from conversations to Excel sheets to booking to customer and or patient data, etc. So this is a very big deal that could impact thousands of customers, businesses, and other data that's being transmitted via email. Even worse, some security experts are worried that criminals could use the certificate to turn off or change Mimecast filter settings. And the reason they would do that is because, again, they want their spear phishing email messages to get to the people who will click on them, which means that they can then infect the network and do things like ransomware, steal more specific sensitive information, or cause other harm to the intended target. What you need to know is that Mimecast is working with at least 3,000 customers. So if you use Mimecast, engage your rep to make sure that you have no exposure, or look at what your exposure is to protect your email and your data. Speaking of protecting things, we're going to end with law enforcement. In Germany, the German Federal Criminal Police Office announced that with the work of Europol, they have taken down one of the largest dark web marketplaces, aptly named Dark Market. Now, Dark Market had multiple servers of information all across Europe in places like Moldova and Ukraine, and the German criminal police offices, also known as BKA, were able to take down those servers. Also, they were able to arrest a person who they believe was the operator and or runner of Dark Market. They happened to be an Australian citizen, and they were arrested near the German-Danish border. Now, to be fair, there is a lot of skepticism that taking down these marketplaces has any real long-term impact, but Dark Market did serve as a place where you could buy and sell things like stolen SIM cards or anonymized SIM cards, malware, drugs, counterfeit money, and credit card data that obviously doesn't belong to you. And so with 500,000 users at least and at least 2,500 sellers on the site, it was a booming economy to itself. Now, disrupting this economy means that those people in the short term are going to be out of business, meaning that there are less illicit goods in the short term. But the real impact for police is that they hope that the seized servers that they have taken will provide data to allow them to specifically target those sellers and buyers who are violating the law. That is the long-term goal of police. But in the short term, what you need to know is that, yes, there are multiple dark marketplaces, and police are actively trying to shut them down to make sure that you have a more safe environment to live in. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a most fantastic Wednesday. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow on Thursday. You're on the back half of your week now, so stay safe, stay strong, and we will see you then. Michael Kimmett, signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to Dr. Omar Atik. Now, Dr. Atik is getting a sincere tip of the cap for doing something courageous. Dr. Atik founded the Arkansas Cancer Clinic, and he is so courageous and dedicated to those he treats that he refuses to not treat patients, quote, not for lack of health insurance or funds, nor any other reason. And this gratitude to him is even greater, because that mentality of treating everyone means that there are some unfortunate cancer patients who rack up a very large debt. Now, amid COVID-19 lockdown, etc., Dr. Atik took the time to try to settle debts to support himself, his family, and his business, and he realized that many patients didn't have the means to pay. So he and his family decided they were just going to forgive all the debt in the spirit of giving. And so nearly 200 former patients of Dr. Atik's got Christmas cards letting them know that they did not have to pay what to some was a massive and burdensome debt. So to you, Dr. Atik, for your humanity, your medical expertise, and your good spirit for all, a sincere tip of the cap.